In his budget address, Doyle proposed reauthorizing the stewardship program to the tune of $105 million a year from 2011 to 2020. That would be a major increase over the current program, and one the governor says is needed to deal with higher land costs. Conservation groups from Bayfield to the Mississippi River to the Ice Age Trail and Deerfield are very happy with the governor. Kate Harrington of the Nature Conservancy says there's still a lot of land that needs protecting. She's worried about forest fragmentation in northern Wisconsin.
We will continue to see that in the future, and I think now is our opportunity to take advantage of these big, large blocks of land changing hands and using programs like the Stewardship Fund to keep them whole, to keep them intact as forests.
Harrington says the state would do well to continue with a borrowing or bonding program to pay for stewardship. But at least one Republican legislator says the proposed size of stewardship Part 3 triggers questions. State Representative Scott Souter.
I think a number of us are suffering from sticker shock. The governor wants to spend a great deal on buying more state land, and I'm just not certain that we have the money to do so.
Souter says he also wants to make sure that hunters and anglers would be able to use the purchased land. A subcommittee of the DNR board has started to take a closer look at reauthorizing stewardship. The panel says it wants to hear from you by next Wednesday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.